Hello, and a very warm welcome to the September 2022 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. And my goodness, it has been warm, hasn't it? I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm joined in the recording studio by Tim Edwards. Our readers today are Dorothy Sneasby, Ruth Murray, Tony Stimpson, and Neil Haverson. David Clayton will also be having his say a little later on. Angie Kennedy, one of the joint editors of Let's Talk, is unable to be with us today, so who better than former editor Neil Haverson to kick us off? Hello to you, Neil.
Can you believe it? The children will soon be going back to school and the holidays will be over. I always remember going back to school because it always happened just a few days after my birthday. I was the youngest in my year group, and for the first 2 days of the new school year at least, I was as old as the rest of the class. Those days seemed so long ago, but I always recall the excitement of getting a new timetable of lessons. Within minutes, you had to decide the best and worst days of the week. Double games in the afternoon on a Thursday made Thursday a true winner. Double physics on a Monday morning was enough to make anyone want the weekends to never end. As we age gracefully or disgracefully, those days seem so long ago, and yet, like me, I expect you have stayed in touch with at least a few of your old school friends. Was it really 50 years ago that we took our A-levels? Can we even remember the grades we achieved? Perhaps not, but once you get chatting to old schoolmates, the memories and stories come flooding back. Do you remember the fun of the last week at school before being let out on the unsuspecting world of work? That was back in 1972 for me. What did we tie to the flagpole and hoist up into the sky? They were not her pants, were they? Are you sure? I would have remembered that. The school stories get richer during each catch-up meeting with former class alpha buddies, who all, like me, had a little bit more lustre and sometimes far-fetchedness to what really went on. But there is always an element of truth. English teacher Rocky Thompson had one of those little three-wheeler bubble cars, together with a group of about five others. I helped lift it from its parking space and carry it across to the far side of the playing field, the look on his face. And I think we removed the front wheel of Mr. Dawson's bicycle and hid it in another area of the bike sheds. What rebels! And all those tales from the playing fields when we represented our school at football, cricket, athletics, cross-country running, etc. I scored some cracking goals, and over the years they've got even better. So if your children, or perhaps more likely your grandchildren, are about to return to school, take the opportunity to recall when you did just the same. The best days of your life, perhaps or perhaps not at the time, but certainly a source of great memories and humour, and a not-to-never-ending friendship so important to us all.
Well, I can't believe it either. Those school holidays seem to have flown past. I'm sure they were much longer when I was a girl.